Welcome to Savvy Offer Hub, a podcast created to help you to scale your business with digital products, step by step in a way that works for you. My name is Ieva and I'm here to bring you years of behind the scenes experience with no fluff, unfiltered thoughts on all things related to online courses and creating the business you will love. Messy action, simplicity, and living the life you desire is what we're here for. In the spirit of just recently having started the podcast, I want to talk about the excitement and the overwhelm and everything that comes along when it comes to creating something new. I'm recording this 2 days before my launch of the podcast, and by the time this will be out to you, it will already be like a week in, as I have actually started publicly talking about this new podcast of mine. And there has been a lot happening in the past week. It has been an adventure. And I myself am like very tech savvy. I'm the kind of person like when I want to do something, I just go for it and I do it. I don't really overthink it. I don't plan it. I do it and then I think like, is there something I can change, something I can improve? And when it comes to actually starting this podcast, I did the same thing pretty much. I knew for a long time I want to do a podcast, but I never had like a set time when exactly it will happen. There were a lot of things happening in spring. There were many guests coming and a lot of adventures. And I didn't really have that much time to just sit down and even think about it in the first place. And I kept postponing thinking about it. I kept postponing like creating lists of ideas or whatever was the case. And then one day when all of that busyness of spring was over, I was like, okay, I'm actually ready. Can I like do it today? And that's kind of exactly what I did. I actually started my podcast on Buzzsprout. I didn't do much of research for these directories either. I had checked out some of them, but I didn't go like too in-depth into like pros and cons and prices and whatnot. Buzzsprout was one of the ones that I had noticed, I remembered, and I was like, okay, I'm just gonna go for it. I started the podcast, I like created the artwork, I recorded the first 2 episodes, listened to them, evaluated how I can maybe improve them, how I can change them a bit. And actually, I didn't plan this initially, but I ended up like re-recording those first episodes again the next day. So obviously, as I was recording those first episodes, there was a bit of that, the first episode jitters. And even though I do a lot of all kinds of recording, when you sit down and it's like that thought of like, oh, this is the first podcast episode, it does create a lot of overwhelm and a lot of unnecessary stress. So that day I actually recorded these episodes. I went for a walk and listened to some of the people that I love to listen to their podcasts. And I instantly felt that like what I recorded, the vibe is off, that I have like tried too hard and I have to go back to it and actually scratch it and do it again. So the next day I redid the episodes, and yes, I don't feel like I wasted a lot of time. I know a lot of time was invested in the whole process, but I don't feel like it was time wasted. For me, it was the process of actually doing and the process of exploring what is going to be the best path to actually get to it. That is one of the reasons why I always talk about messy action and why I always inspire you to take messy action, because without actually getting into that process of doing things, you don't really know what is wrong, what can be better, how you can change things, and how people will receive what you're putting out there. And if you are currently in those stages where you're getting started with something and you feel like you need some additional support and guidance, make sure to check out the Savvy Offer Hub membership. It's created specifically for that, to provide you not only the guidance on what exactly to do to create your digital product, but also give you support to actually go through all of it. You will find all of the relevant details and link in the description. Now, as I was going through all of this experience in podcasting, obviously I also had like some new tools and apps and things that I had to discover. And for the most part, I felt very comfortable as I have worked with so many different platforms. But then I had to start using Audacity. I mean, there are many different audio editors. Audacity is quite a popular one and it's free to use. So I was like, okay, I'm just going for it. You know, I don't want to research anything. I don't want to be overwhelmed by different options. I'm just going to go for it. And until this day, I have recorded right now and edited maybe like 6 episodes, and it is a pain. I do not love it. And I know that as I have like more time and more space to actually go into it mindfully and like learn more and practice more, I'm gonna get to the point where I will be perfectly fine. I'm also already now in a good place. Like, I do enjoy, for example, video editing. So for me, the audio editing is like just a simpler version of that. But just the software itself, it was a bit overwhelming. And it's like the small things that just bug you because you're used to one way of doing things and now you have like a completely different setup and different platform, different things to do and different to-dos in your list, right? And you're going through it and it's just a lot, right? And that was actually one of the things that kind of reminded me how scary, and not only scary, but again, I know I reuse this word a lot, but overwhelming, how overwhelming it can be to start something new. And especially if you are on that journey of, for example, thinking about creating a course, or it doesn't even matter if it's a course or if it's like a mini course or masterclass, or you're thinking about group coaching program membership, whatever it is that is on your to-do list, I understand deeply how it feels to be in the beginning stages of something and then you have like this what seems to be major to-do list, and especially if you are in those beginning stages where you might not know as many things of the process just yet. You maybe don't really create that much content, so you might not be familiar with Canva, or you have never edited a video, so you have not even the smallest clue how to begin even thinking about that, right? As you start this journey, there will be things, for some more, for some fewer, that you just don't know just yet. And that creates that feeling of, oh my God, there's so much to do and so much to learn. I absolutely understand it. And I had the same feeling, even though I knew that I am in rather good place, a rather good starting spot, and I do have like some background experiences to support me through this journey, it was still overwhelming. And if you are in that process of being overwhelmed, I again have to reference the Savvy After Hub membership, or even besides the membership, just reach out to me and chat with me. I'm happy to like support you through those first steps because I understand. And especially if you are in those very first steps when it comes to course creation, I will add here a free resource. I have free course creation roadmap where I go through all of the to-dos and you will get a more clear picture of what it is that will be on your to-do list as you create your online course. And it will be a lot easier to actually get through those steps as you have a clear plan. You will find the link to this roadmap in the description. It's a 40-minute, I believe, masterclass. I really go through like all of the key things to keep in mind and to do. So if you feel like that path ahead is just too much, this will help you to understand what is like the first thing, the next thing, and that overall path will be a lot simpler for you. But now getting back to my own podcasting journey, like the very first steps, one of the things that really inspired me to record this episode was what has been happening for the past 3 days now that I'm recording this. So I tried to get my podcast in the Apple Podcasts, and initially I didn't care much. I don't have Apple myself. I don't use iTunes. I don't use Apple Podcasts. So I didn't care for it, but the more I learned about it, the more I heard that I have to do it because Apple is like one of the leading podcasting platforms in the USA. And as many of my listeners are located in the USA, I knew that I can't really miss out on that. Plus, there are many other reasons to do it. And I had the most excruciating issues with creating the Apple ID. So I used to have Apple ID, but I couldn't log into that account for many different reasons. And believe me, I tried. So I decided to create a new one. And as I was creating a new one, I kept getting the message that the request can be filled at this time. So you have to like, you know, try again. And as a very solution-driven person, very solution-focused, I was searching for all kinds of different solutions. I was creating this Apple ID through many different platforms, like through the actual Apple ID link, through Apple TV, through iTunes, everything. And there was always a roadblock. And over the period of 3 days, I changed like my internet connection. I even changed the country that I'm from, because ultimately, like, I'm in Spain right now. Originally, I'm from Latvia, so I could do it with either of my numbers. I was doing it all. I was doing it on my desktop. I was doing it on my laptop. I was doing it with my phone. I tried it all, right? And then this morning I was like, okay, I'm actually giving up. I will give it another go. But if I can't do it, I have to find another way. Like, I have to either ask somebody to do this for me or, you know, find another solution. And this morning, after trying again for like an hour straight to log in and like sign up and everything, I got to the point where I could sign up. I actually did sign up and I was like, oh wow, mini happy dance, right? But I didn't believe it's actually happening. So I did the sign up through like Apple TV and everything was going good. I added all the information, amazing. And then as I was uploading the details on Apple Podcasts, it basically, as I was logging into it, it told me like, you have to go back to your Apple ID and to make sure like I add the double authentication and whatnot. So I was like, okay, I'm gonna do that. As I'm going through the process of adding the double authentication, I'm adding my email, I'm adding my phone number, I'm getting all of the approval codes, I'm putting in all the codes. And the third page that comes up is the privacy and ID page, I believe. Like, you know, the laws and whatnot that you have to agree on. And I was like, okay, agree, continue. And the button is not working. The button on the page that I had to click, like the continue button, it just wasn't working. At first I was like, well, okay, this is how you wanna play. I went and did the same thing on my phone and it still wasn't working. At that point, I literally just gave up. I was like, this is a joke. This is a joke. And what happened later? So I told everybody about this story and everybody was laughing and saying like, yeah, this is common for Apple, you know. Ultimately, what happened is that I later tried to again log in, do the same thing. And I kept pressing that continue button, like it was just not responsive, right? But I keep pressing it. And at some point I clicked it for like a long time. My idea was to copy the link and like go to the continue page through the link. But the idea was that I'm gonna get the link from the button and then go through the next page. And somehow through that action, it actually clicked. And it actually like happened and I was in. And that relief, that moment of like, oh wait, like I actually did it. I've been trying for 3 days and now I got it. I've done everything I could in every possible like browser, every possible internet connection, every possible technology I had around. I did so much. Now it worked. I mean, amazing. Good for me. But this was a hustle. This better be worth it, right? But again, this just brought me back to the fact how scary it is that when you start something, even the smallest things, like this was a matter of just signing up. Sometimes even the smallest things can be overwhelming. And especially for thinking about like online courses and starting with new platforms, sometimes as you log into a new platform, you have no clue where you can find anything. And even me right now, if these days I sign up for a completely new platform, there's still a bit of a learning curve to like find what is where. And if you don't have that back-end experience and knowledge of what you're even searching for, it can be even harder to figure out your way, right? So it is a learning curve. It is a trial and error, and you do need to have some time, especially if you're doing it all on your own. You have to have some time on your hands to actually give yourself that opportunity to explore. But what is my takeaway for you from all of this experience? Not only my podcast creation, but every new thing I have ever learned along the way. And it's always been scary, obviously. I have learned so many things completely on my own without like any guidance or assistance or any courses or anything. I just was like, okay, this is the new thing I'm gonna be learning. Let's go. And there's always like these challenges that come your way, but every time you go through this small thing, well, often small thing, sometimes it's a bigger, longer issue. But either way, as you get those small wins, you feel more and more confident in what you're doing, and it gets more and more exciting. So if right now you're in those very beginning stages, my main suggestion for you is to take messy action. Actually get into the mode of doing, get that ball rolling and see where it takes you. You will not be able to figure out that path and already like solve the issues that might come your way in like the step number 5. You will not be able to do that before you actually start doing, because you don't know what will come your way. You can't figure it all out without getting into the action first. Now, I still have a ton to do specifically for this podcast, and the more I think about it, the more overwhelming it gets. And I hope somebody was counting how many times in this episode I said overwhelming. When I think about how I want to, for example, create a completely separate website for it, and somebody might listen and think, well, that's not necessary. I already have a website, I have had it for a long time, so I might just, you know, do it in there. But I feel like I really want to have that name separate. I might want to have not only the episodes in there, but also like all the transcripts and everything. And I'm very excited about that. But I know that already the process of just getting started, creating a new website, even though I used to be a website designer, I know it takes time. I know there will be these issues to solve yet again. And yes, if I'm thinking about it now, I'm already like, why am I doing this? Wait, I can just not do it, you know? Seems like a simpler solution. I do get excited about the thought, like, how it's gonna be at the end of it. And instead of feeling too overwhelmed and overthinking every step that is gonna come my way, I'm just gonna do it. When I feel like it, I'm gonna jump into it, or when I will have some specific set time, I will jump into it and I will start doing the thing. Then as I get these things off my to-do list, I will feel more and more accomplished, more and more close to the finish line, more and more excited to actually get to the finish line. And unless I take that first step, I can't really get there, right? Just another quick reminder for you, if you are currently planning to create your online course and you do want some additional guidance and support every step along the way, make sure to check out the Savvy Offer Hub membership, where inside you will find plenty of different learning resources like video guides, masterclasses, and worksheets that will help you to work through it all. Plus, we also have one-on-one Friday chats where you can get additional support and feedback on everything that you are working on. That will be it from me. If you have any suggestions for the next episode you would love to hear about, or you have anything to say about this episode, I'm all ears. I'm always happy to hear from you. You will find all of the relevant links in the description, and I hope to see you in the next episode.